The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And once again, we got some breaking news here. News we anticipated all day. They finally got it done. The big, beautiful bill has indeed just officially passed. After enduring an eight-hour-long snooze fest from the ultra-repulsive Hakeem Jeffries, the bill was finally put to a final vote. Again, I highlighted this in our earlier video. Vice President J.D. Vance said he received a text from an unnamed Republican congressman basically saying, look, I was undecided on this bill, but then I just watched Hakeem Jeffries' performative antics, and now I'm a firm yes. Talk about a backfire. Again, these Democrat antics are just so counterproductive. Nobody, especially Democrat voters, nobody's buying them anymore. Trump is all about action. Democrats are all about antics. And as of today, they have once again learned the utter futility of being voted out of power. Now, big picture here. This passing of the big, beautiful bill is just the latest jewel on the crown of President Trump. Hugh Hewitt said it best yesterday on Fox. Trump has had, without question, without comparison, he has had the best month of any president of the last century, perhaps in the whole of modern political history. The peace deals in Iran and Israel and the Middle East, the peace deal with the Congo and Rwanda and Africa that were signed at the White House. The Supreme Court decisions going his way, finally putting an end to national injunctions by rogue justices. The economy is booming. The Dow and the NASDAQ are now at record highs. Prices are falling, especially eggs, right? The Waffle House got rid of their egg surcharge this week. NATO leaders are calling Trump daddy. He just announced trade deals with China and Vietnam. And then on top of all of that, he gets this bill, this astonishing bill that is basically everything that Trump wanted to enshrine in terms of MAGA being a permanent part of the federal and national political infrastructure. It was a narrow path through the House. It was an even narrower path in the Senate, but it passed both with revision, and then Speaker Johnson made it happen a day early. President Trump wanted the big, beautiful bill on his desk by July the 4th, and it was passed a day early. I'm sure President Trump will break out all the pageantry and regalia for the signing ceremony tomorrow on July the 4th. Now, for me, what's so extraordinary about what happened today with this bill, soon to be law, is that it expands ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, by a factor of 20. Let that hit you. It goes from $2 billion allocated to now $45 billion allocated. That's 20 times more agents, 20 times more arrests. You're going to need 400 new alligator Alcatrazes after today. So in all due respect to Elon, I know many are concerned about the spending in this bill. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I'm sorry, Elon, you voted for Biden in 2020. Elon admitted voting for Biden. And so that means this border crisis that we saw over the last 4 years, the worst border crisis in our nation's history, dude, that's on you. That's on you. You were complicit in that. So you don't get to control the table here. Yes, we'll deal with the spending, but you cannot insist on us dealing with the spending after you actually helped enable the worst border crisis in our nation's history, which President Trump is effectively reversing. And that is exactly what this big, beautiful bill enables Trump to do even more, 20x.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
On top of that, of course, you've got the single biggest tax cut in history, tax relief for working families, including no tax on tips or overtime, tax relief for seniors, over $1 trillion in spending cuts over the next 10 years. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, he was on with Steve Bannon the other day, and he explained how this big, beautiful bill fits in with Trump's overall economic policy. So this is a growth agenda. This is all about an American golden age economy. So President Trump's economic agenda is a three-legged stool: trade, tax, and deregulation. Trade, tax, and deregulation. While this bill certainly is something for everybody, that's for sure. That's the way Congress works, whether we like it or not. But most importantly, this bill enshrines as permanent, you have got to get that, permanent President Trump's tax cuts from 2017. So back then, his political clout really only allowed for an 8-year cut. The tax cuts, the biggest tax cuts in American history, had an expiration date. So they were supposed to explode the economy, which they did in Trump's first tenure. But because of wishy-washy rhino Republicans, there had to be a termination date, an expiration date, just in case the cuts didn't work. And they agreed to 8 years. Those tax cuts are now a permanent fixture in Washington, D.C. for the foreseeable future. This is MAGA tax policy now being encoded into national law permanently. And then on top of that, they explained the tax cuts on, you know, tips, no tax on overtime pay, Social Security. Business owners, they have 100% expensing of capital goods, 100% expensing of factories and agricultural structures. So we're going to have a boom in this country that could be growth like we haven't seen since World War II, when we became the manufacturing giant of the planet. We're making the U.S. the best destination for capital. We're going to have tax certainty now. These tax cuts and write-offs are all now baseline. They are permanent. The Democrats can't play politics with the taxes anymore. And this is going to drive a lot of growth. So we've got tax certainty. We've got energy independence. We've got deregulation. That will all together unleash the economy like never before. Now, of course, the passing of this bill, the whole process that we have been privy to over the last several weeks, from the House to the Senate, back to the House, it certainly wasn't pretty, for sure. Sausage making never is. But we do have to remember, as former Speaker Newt Gingrich always reminds us of, we do have to remember, this is precisely the way the system is designed to work. Historians will tell you, the American political system was designed for very slow, very deliberate change. It was designed precisely to prevent revolutionary change. At the very least, at the level of the Senate filibuster, you can see that, right? So if you want rapid change, you put in a new president who can enact immediate executive powers through EOs. But if you want the executive power codified into law, making it permanent, you've got to go through a diluting process of Congress and even a more diluting process of the Senate. And the system is actually working out exactly the way it's supposed to. Now, for sure, there's going to be follow-up reconciliation bills that will adjust and refurbish, as it were, the big, beautiful bill in a way that's more acceptable to members of Congress, particularly those who want to rein in spending. But again, that's how the sausage is made. And what's key here is that this bill was the centerpiece to officially reset the federal government as a whole, not just the executive branch, but the legislative branch as well, to reset the government as a whole around MAGA. And with the Supreme Court now consistently ruling in Trump's favor, it does indeed look as if, as of today, we are truly living in a MAGA moment here. The MAGA revolution has taken over the whole of Washington, D.C., from Trump's unprecedented blitzkrieg of EOs to the DOGE cuts to the Supreme Court decisions going his way, now to the big, beautiful bill being signed into law as of tomorrow. What you did on November the 5th has now permanently changed our nation, which, of course, is just another way of saying that you have permanently changed our nation. And you did it for generations to come. Happy early 4th of July. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.